from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I got the internet going nuts.
All right, so I don't know if Kyle McNair, he's gone from can't do anything right to can't do anything wrong. Because people are all about it right now. So help me out on this, because you were talking with Hannah yesterday and trying to get the backstory. But so at the Luke Combs concert, and I think our boy Clint was there. At least it seemed like it to me. Anyway, so the CJ Stroud came out.
Yeah, so they,
a couple I of get, other players
yeah,
came out.
Yeah, I guess it was some Houston Texans players there, including CJ Stroud.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Luke Combs had wanted them to come out on stage and all that stuff and shotgun a beer with them. So the video that been going viral was Kyle McNair on stage, mm-hmm. shotgunning a beer, and then he punted the can into the crowd.
Yeah.
So that been picking up.
Well, that's going to endear himself to the Texans fans. That's for darn sure.
It did, but it was a bit of a backstory to this.
Okay.
So because it was a little bit of headline porn,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people were saying, "Oh, CJ Stroud, Calvin there, shotgun a beer."
No,
but it was a CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud didn't have anything.
Yeah.
But kind of got a bit of the backstory on why Calvin there actually shotgunned the beer.
What's up? Let's go get some beer so we can shotgun.
Oh, my God. You know why he did that? Because they wanted the team to do it. And he goes, no, they're in season. I'll take it for the team.
Oh, okay.
How about that? Cal took it
Cal
for the team.
For doing that. Yeah. So Cal, he was sitting there thinking like, nah, we don't want the team to, you know, do that.
Yeah.
They're in season, so I would do it. And the funny part, I ain't catch no more of this audio, but the funny part talking to Hannah was, she said he never shotgunned a beer before and didn't even know what it was.
Get the hell out of here.
So, let's go.
So he was backstage pretty much YouTubing out of shotgun a beer.
He had to YouTube out of shotgun a beer?
I couldn't tell on the stage.
Well, my thing is if he didn't know how to do it, did any of the younger guys not know either? Like probably could have showed him.
Showed him
how to do it.
Yeah, so he was back there.
Oh, maybe watching. They did. I don't know, but he was apparently watching
video.
He
was back there watching some video to see how to do it. And he did a good job. And I think Corey DeHanna, she was way more nervous about him, the way he kicked the can out,
than anything.
Because he could have slipped and fell. He could have embarrassed himself like that. But it all went perfect for him, man.
It has been going perfect for him. Now, to be fair to Cal, like my generation, and he and I are in the same generation, like when we were tailgating.
You, him, and Tom Cruise.
Me, Cal, and Tom Cruise, triplets. Anyway, like shotgunning a beer wasn't, it was not, we had beer bongs. Our big thing was beer bongs.
Okay.
Back when we were getting crazy in college. Shotgunning a beer was more like y'all's generation.
Yeah.
You know, so I get not doing it. I had to learn from my kids.
Can you shotgun a beer?
Yeah, I learned from my kids.
Okay.
It's pretty easy, man.
It's a piece of cake.
See, I'm not a beer person, so I don't know if I could do that. Maybe, but see, that's the other thing, too. I feel like Kyle was in the moment.
Yeah.
And just being on stage with all these people hype.
Why not?
You feel like you could do
anything.
Concert
going on.
Yeah, you could do anything. You could probably pick up a car if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But in real life, I don't know if I could shotgun a beer, man. I don't like beer that much.
It's easy. You could.
Yeah. No, yeah.
You'll be able to. Some beers right here, man.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's shotgun one. Now, did you used to use a key, Chris?
So, yeah, I use a key.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I have a friend that does it just with his thumb.
So, you just, like, punch it?
Yeah, with his thumb?
Yeah, with his thumb. Yeah, I don't know how he does it. But you have to find, like, you have to tilt it and make sure that there's a little bit of, like, air or whatever.
Air, yeah.
Because if you just poke it, it's going to go everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay,
when you put the key in, mm-hmm. you got to make sure it's a clear spot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
And the hole has to be big enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And make sure you don't cut your mouth either, so just be careful.
Salute the cow for that, man.
How about that?
He might be is he the coolest owner in sports?
Has
like
be,
what
right?
other owner is doing stuff like this? The stuff he been doing.
I'm trying to think. He's up there.
Yeah.
Like he's gone from nowhere man to maybe one of the coolest.
People was calling him Tommy Boy, man.
He was.
And now he's the man on the town, man. They need a reality show.
Ooh.
That would be great.
That would be sweet.
An everyday life.
Just Cal takes on H-Town or something.
Mm-hmm.
And just him doing all this cool stuff.
That would be way sweet.
I'm surprised like the Texans didn't release like a little backstage of like Cal and CJ.
Practicing?
With like Luke Combs, like a little backstage of like them talking to each other.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know they showed a picture because they all took a picture together.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke Combs in the jersey and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But... Nah, man.
He's done the WWE thing lately.
Remember the monster
ringside,
truck?
Yeah. Monster trucks.
Monster truck.
Luke Combs shotgunning a beer.
He need a reality show, man. I'm sorry. And I feel like they would do a good job with that. Just him and Hannah just taking on the town, trying new things. And he's doing a good job. Funny. Salute to him, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad to have that as my owner.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Man.
Compared to where we were?
Yeah.
Like, where you at, Cal?
Yeah, I know. Where's Stephen A. at now?
Yeah,
let me hear what you got to say now.
Ski!
All right. Hey, man, the Olympics are officially over. We talked about some of that earlier, but we haven't talked about this too much. The USA women, 8 consecutive gold medals now, but holy cow, that was close.
Kalia Copper has been Kalia Gold today. No timeouts here. Johannes up ahead. It's Williams. That was a 2. Banked it in. A 2 ball. And the United States is going to claim gold for the 8th consecutive Olympics. What a finish. Williams with her foot on the line.
Ball is inbounded here. Catches it. And you're absolutely right. 2 points,
all right.
But not enough.
All right. Like, she made the shot. She just happened to be stepping on the line.
Honestly, if we being real, France probably should have won this game, man.
I think they probably should have.
I wasn't sure who was coaching that team eventually. I ain't know if Mike D'Antoni was on there. The way they were shooting them threes and wasn't making nothing. I'm like, man, why do they keep shooting threes?
Yeah.
But, man, they were not going out without a fight, man. I thought this was – I mean, I don't watch that much women's basketball
like Adam was saying the week before we left, like, oh, ain't nobody ever gonna beat the
that's what I thought
yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought. It wasn't even gonna be a close game.
It was.
From the mind of a 2-foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And remember, I thought that the men's game was going to be closer than what it was.
Yeah.
But the women's, they probably should have lost that game.
Yeah. No, it was wild.
Now imagine if they would have lost. Oh my.
Oh Lord.
I mean, I don't even want to go there, but man.
Well, the Americans wouldn't have won the gold medal count. They won the medal count 126-91.
China would end
up. But China would have had 40 and the Americans would have had 39.
So I did see like a little report that said like the women's team USA, not basketball, just the women's in general, accounted for like I think 60% of like all of the medals or gold medals or whatever. So shout out to the woman, man. Shout out to Team USA.
They did big time. One of those women may have to give back her medal. That was the other big story.
Walked past in camp.
You walked right by her.
The hell that was?
Yeah,
I just thought it was a fine looking lady.
I was like, hey now.
I'm like, damn, she all right. Hey, whoever this is all right.
Yeah. So the International Olympic Committee are a bunch of idiots. That's me saying that. That's not in the AP story. In the AP story, it says Jordan Chiles' Olympic bronze medal, they're asking for it back. And they said it can send the president, Thomas Bach, to get it himself. Here's the issue. Jordan Chiles did nothing wrong. It wasn't drugs. It wasn't cheating. It wasn't breaking any rules or laws. She wasn't even the person who submitted an appeal to the scoring. So she's losing her, or could lose, her bronze medal is because the people who were supposed to be doing it right did it wrong. It was about the judges. It was about the officials. And now they're like, oh, yeah. That was 4 seconds off in the time that you could get this score right or whatever the hell it was. Like, I don't know if it's the smartest move to, like, refuse to give your bronze medal back, but I sure as hell want to appeal.
Yeah.
And no. The Americans are.
Yeah, especially if I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
No, that's messed. They got to take that on the chin. Mm-hmm. Like, if you gave her that bronze medal and she did nothing wrong, like, no, that's y'all fault.
Yeah.
Like, no, y'all got to take that heat for the next 4 years or whatever. And some consequences got to happen between y'all, not me.
Well, the other thing is, like, apparently it was like this, and I don't know all the gritty details, but all we need to know is that the officials misjudged when they needed to get this score correct by 4 seconds. They did it wrong. And so now they're saying that the other person should get the bronze medal. But she did her routine. She did it all right. There are events in which you give two bronze medals. Like there's a tie. They don't play it off or whatever. They should just do that.
Yeah, I would do that.
You don't want to cheat the other girl.
Yeah, nah, you can't take it away. That, to me, that's like a bad call in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Like going back and changing the call because the referee messed up something and taking away the win. Like, you can't do that. You just got to take the heat.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take that on the chin and maybe admit you were wrong.
We screwed up. Yeah.
We screwed up. You know, maybe she shouldn't have won that bronze, mm-hmm. but we screwed up. There's nothing we could do about it.
Yeah.
Take the heat for the next 4 years.
If I'm her, I'm not giving that back. I'm sorry.
My first thought was, yeah, I ain't giving it. But I think that's all of a sudden you're looking like
they're going to make her look like a bad person.
But that is true. They will make her look bad. But still, I wouldn't give it up.
Yeah, no, I might give it up in the time being, but I'm fighting.
She deserved it.
Yeah.
By their own standards. You know, they're the ones that screwed up.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
I do want to play this Deion thing real quick. It's kind of a Friday, early Saturday story, but this is not going well. As crazy white hot as the start of his career started, where like they were pulling huge numbers until everything Deion in Colorado.
I was
sitting
there watching, and I don't care nothing about no Colorado.
They were on the board to win a national championship after 4 weeks. Like they were like on the board, and then they go 4-8.
Yeah,
and Deion, he ain't doing it right, and things are not going to end well.
That's the end of that question, I guess. Next guy.
Eric Christensen with CBS Sports Colorado.
Tyler, I'm not doing nothing with CBS. Next question.
Joe Rego, my last
one. I ain't got nothing to do with you. It's above that. I ain't got nothing to do with you. I got love for you. I appreciate you, respect you. I ain't got nothing to do with you. They know what they did.
I'm here in Denver, not national.
You are who you are. CBS is CBS.
All right.
Joe Rego, my last one.
I got nothing to do with you. I respect you. That's why I told you that. I'm looking you in the eye as a man. I respect you. I got love for you. But what they did was foul.
Man.
Why are you making it uncomfortable for that guy, man? That guy, that reporter is there doing his job.
And it's not just that. That's a big part of it. But the other thing is, you know what comes with your job. Like, yeah. You know what he was mad about? I saw somebody dug it up. Because in their preseason preview or whatever, CBS Sports National ranked him as the second worst coach in the Big 12. Okay. That happens. You might be. You might not be. But that's going to happen in a coach's career.
Yeah, and that ain't got nothing to do with me, man. Like, I hate people that sit there and punish you for something that somebody else for your company did.
Yes.
Like, that have nothing to do with me. You go to that person. Mm-hmm. If you have an issue with what happened or who did what, you go to that person. Don't come to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just an employee. I'm here working.
I totally agree. But I think the bigger story is Deion can't handle it.
Yeah.
Deion's been in the limelight his whole life, and now he's got this position. Yeah, he's getting criticized. He's in a position where he can get criticized, and he can't handle it. Well, coaches need to handle it. Yeah. I mean, ask Joe Espada, ask, you know, any coach anywhere, they better learn that just comes with the job.
Yeah.
But he's entitled. He's acting like he's, you know, Neon Deion or Primetime or whatever. Nah, man, you're the head coach of Buffalo. You got to answer these questions.
Yeah, and if you got a problem with what somebody said, you go to that person.
Yeah.
Don't go to me. Yeah. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
Like, you be a man and go to that person if you have an issue with what they said. Don't try to come to me for it.
Yeah.
Like, I had nothing to do with that. I just worked for the company.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.